We've seen largely measures that are targeted at the Russian economy overall, the most dramatic of which was sanctions on the central bank, the Kremlin, that have really crippled the Russian economy and caused the ruble to plunge. While those economy-wide measures are proceeding, however, the U.S. and the White House are looking at sort of specific targeted strikes, economic strikes, on the allies, the financial elite of Vladimir Putin. We are looking at about 24 Russian oligarchs that have been sanctioned just a couple days ago by the European Union that the U.S. is optimistic, if their foreign assets are frozen, could deliver a serious blow to Putin allies and therefore to Putin himself.
So what do personal sanctions look like?
The way sanctions tend to work in the U.S. is that the Treasury Department, a branch of the Treasury called OFAC, will put you on a designated list. And if you are on that list, it means that your assets are frozen. This is different than asset seizure, which is possible if the government has evidence that you've committed a crime and it can take your possessions. In this case, we're looking primarily at this point at frozen assets that the U.S. government could undertake once they put people on that sanctions list. And that is really potentially crippling to these oligarchs because they have assets all over the world and they've decided to store a lot of money they've made abroad because that's safer in some respects than keeping them in Russia. But that creates this vulnerability that the U.S. is trying to exploit.
So, Jeff, tell me about this strategy. How does it work in combination with all the other financial measures the United States and other countries have taken?
It's important to note, you know, that many innocent Russians, many people who have nothing, who want nothing to do with the war, are going to get hurt by the central bank sanctions, by the other changes to imports that the U.S. is considering. But this strategy is really designed to target a very small elite. Some people might say that that could, you know, spill over into hurting, you know, the companies that these people own. That's one of the key difficulties here. How do you make sure that some of the commodities and parts of the supply chain that the U.S. is trying to protect do not get affected by the sanctions of the billionaires that they're trying to hurt?